Video: engineering the first wheel-driven car to go 500 miles per hour. After the Second World War, a bunch of Southern California hot rod racers began to congregate on some of the dry lakes in the area to test cars for maximum speed on the near-perfect flat terrain. The dry lake at Bonneville, Utah became so popular that a land speed record sport soon developed. There, famous names like Breedlove, Gabelick and Arfons took automotive technology to speeds that was never before considered possible. In the video above, we speak with Rob Freyvogel, president of Carbonite Metal Coatings, who may become the first man to drive wheel-driven car to 500 miles per hour, about his team's entry into the proud tradition that has become dry lake bed speed testing with his company's Carbonite LSR project. Freyvogel and his team will be testing their Carbyliner vehicle at a dry lake bed in Nevada, due to poor conditions at the Bonneville site. Freyvogel and his team are not only seeking to break speed records, but also to educate and encourage students in STEM and manufacturing fields. The Carbonite LSR project team has presented at high schools, go-tech schools, and colleges. For more information about the Carbonite LSR project, watch the video about and visit carbonite.com.